Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, so there it is, Goo. We are back once again. Back is the incredible, the inelible rhyme animal, public enemy number one. No, it's Liquidate All Assets with Guru and Dibs. I thought it was episode 40. It's episode 38, Goo.
What do you mean? I had a 40 rare for you.
I know you did.
What happened?
I don't know what happened, but E-Dog tells me it's episode 30. I thought it was 40. If you don't have a 38, you can hit me with your 40.
Okay.
I don't know what to say, Goo.
I'll say this. Since the Warriors are about to embark on the playoffs and I got the jacket on, number 40 was going to the old Warrior, Harrison Barnes.
HB, I love him. HB, not E40, of course, which would have been.
Shout out. Yeah, there you go.
Shout out. Yeah, 40 water. Now, of course, this is Liquidate All Assets, episode 38. With Guru and Dibs, brought to you by Livermore Casino in downtown Livermore on First Street, Tri-Valley's only poker destination, offering blackjack, three-card poker, baccarat with no player collection. Enjoy their 24-hour gaming floor, full bar and restaurant, indoor and outdoor patio seating. Watch all your favorite games at Livermore Casino, open 7 days a week at 3571 First Street in downtown Livermore on First Street. Livermore Casino, the Tri-Valley's place to play. Goo, how excited are you about the calendar turning?
I'm too excited. It has started today, and I'm a big conference tournament guy, so that's already in effect. We got the tournament. This is what we do, and you got your infamous trip coming, right?
Yeah, it's coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. I'll be heading out to Vegas for my my annual trip to March Madness, so we'll have some college picks for you coming up later in the show. But first, Goo, we got some NBA picks we need to get to. You've got I know you're hot right now. You got your phone's blown up already, but what do you got for us in terms of NBA Wednesday night action?
Oh, man, I got a lot, and sorry about that, Diz, but I got right now the hot Cleveland Cavaliers who are at home. And Dibs, you know, they haven't covered in five straight games. So I'm thinking to myself, okay, is Bickerstaff, have his boys kind of hit a wall? But it's about they're still getting the dubs done. But are you, you know, covering? And they host the Charlotte Hornets, who have been disappointing, Dibs. And I think, you know, Garland, he's missed five straight games. And I just think the Cavs take care of business at home. And they cover. It's 3.5. I think the Cleveland Cavaliers take care of Charlotte. I like Charlotte, but LaMelo Ball, it just seems like they've fallen flat. They got a big win a couple nights ago at home, lost to the Pistons at home on the last minute shot. So I'm taking Cleveland to start the night at home hosting the Hornets -3.5, and they're going to win this ball game by 4.
Hey, Cleveland just slightly over 500 against the spread. They are just 15-18 on the road. They've gone 2-6 against the spread. Or 2-6-2, rather, against the spread in their last 10 games. So Charlotte, a team that's not performing that well. I like that pick. You're taking Cleveland on at home, rather, against Charlotte. What else do you have us, Goo, in the NBA? I know you have a Miami and Milwaukee pick.
Yeah, that's a TNT game. And both these teams, I don't know what's up with Giannis. I told Steiny a couple of days ago, hey, Milwaukee, it's incredible. They're probably going to repeat. I disrespected them, but I feel like they're missing a piece. Now, I don't know if that's going to cost them in totality to win it all, But right now, Miami's playing good basketball. This is going to be a physical game. I'm taking the under, Dibs, under 224. And my last little side note about Milwaukee is they miss Lopez. I know he's not a star, but they miss that size. And I just – they're going to be scrapping. Both teams tonight, Miami with Spoelstra and the style that they play, never give up anything easy. So you tell me if you like that under 224 tonight, game in Milwaukee, but I think it's going to be hard-pressed and good defense.
Yeah, Miami's on a bit of a four-game win streak, three since the All-Star game. They're 2-1-1 against the spread in those contests. And, of course, shout-out Evan Giddings, E-Dog, our producer who comes up with all these great nuggets. The Heat's last win was down of Chicago. They were favored there. Miami's two games clear in the East, and they are four games in front of the fourth-place Bucks. Milwaukee, by the way, split its first two games following the All-Star break. They lost at home to Brooklyn,
yeah,
and then they beat Charlotte very handily, covering a 10.5-point spread. Goo, what do you think about the Eastern Conference? Who do you think is going to emerge as the number one seed? It feels like you got Miami on top, and you've got Chicago up there. Cleveland's a factor, but it feels to me like Milwaukee and Brooklyn are the sleeping dogs.
You know what? But I'm going to take the cat. And the cat's in Philadelphia. And I think I'm getting Shaq and Kobe vibes between Embiid and Harden. Harden, I mean, I've always just been in awe of his game, his handle, his ability to pass. He's led the association in assists. So it ain't just ball hog or bust like Russell Westbrook. And I know it's a short sample size, Dibs. I think Embiid, and he said it, and I believe him. I'll take him at his word. I've never been this open. They're off to a good start, and they got pieces with Maxey and guys like Tobias Harris. I think it's Philly. I think Philly is going to come out of the East, and can you believe if Harden gets that infamous ring after leaving Brooklyn with Kyrie and KD? He don't look fat now, Dibs. He looks like he's taking it serious.
Yeah, he is. Definitely changed his approach a little bit. Maybe it was all that time off that made him feel a little bit more motivated to get it done. And if you look at the odds to win the East, Philadelphia is plus 340.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Philadelphia is in a good spot to still go on and win the East. Brooklyn's odds have gone down. You know, the way you look at Brooklyn right now, they're sitting 9.5 back. And there's only 19 left to go, probably too far out to rally all the way. But Miami by 2 over Chicago, by 3 over Philly, by 4 over Milwaukee, Cleveland 4.5, Boston 5. The East is wide open still.
Yeah, and though the KD comes back tomorrow, he'll be rejoining the Nets. And I don't want to go CNN and get into politics, Dibs, but I love your mind, Russell Crowe, a beautiful mind. What can you? Give us the quick synopsis of what Brooklyn's doing or New Jersey, New York is doing in regard to visiting players can play, but our own players can't play if they're not vaccinated. I mean, is that the most stupid rule ever?
It's pretty stupid, especially when you think about, where we are now. And I think New York is thinking about maybe rolling back the vaccine mandate. San Francisco hasn't yet done the same thing. With San Francisco, it's not as urgent because Andrew Wiggins, of course, got the shot. And so he is at least vaccinated one shot. I don't know if he was one and done Johnson & Johnson, but Andrew Wiggins able to play at home. And the New York mayor said, well, maybe we'll roll it back.
Right.
But I'm not sure. And it you could call it, quote unquote, stupid, but we are almost 2 years to the day from when we all had to go home. We all had to broadcast from home. And you know, COVID-19 is real. You could say was real, is real. But, you know, when you look at Kyrie Irving, they still haven't yet, rolled back the vaccine mandate to where he can play at home. But I have a feeling by the time Brooklyn gets into the playoffs, deep in the playoffs, that vaccine mandate will be rolled back and Kyrie Irving will be able to play at home.
Okay, I love it. Well said. And I'm fired up. Dibs, I'm going to give you one bonus pick because it was Harrison Barnes. He's plus 108 tonight to score 18 points. And I believe they're at New Orleans. The Kings playing okay basketball since the trade. Plus 108, Barnes gets 18 points against a Pelican defense coached by Mr. Green, former Warrior assistant. But he can score 18, and I'm taking that plus 108.
I love it. And also, you like De'Aaron Fox over as well, right?
Yes, and he's playing good basketball, but it's, you know, again, it's not about the playoffs for Sac. They got a shot. But right now, I'm looking at him to get 26 points plus 124. I said, what the hell, Dibs? I feel like I'm hot. 26 for De'Aaron Fox plus 124. Nice little earnings there. So watch those two for me. 18 for Barnes and my guy De'Aaron Fox to have a good night.
And you have James Harden over too. Am I right?
Plus 132 on this. Woo! He's going to score 26 points. This is no fluke. He was kind of quiet the second game against New York Knicks, but he still got it done. And I like him to go over. So I'm taking three overs tonight. Harden and my two guys on the Kings in Fox and Barnes.
I love it. And also, you have a pick on the Portland-Phoenix game. Also, we'll get to that in a minute. But okay. Sacramento and New Orleans, I see that you may have a pick on that as well. I see that Sacramento's plus half. New Orleans is 2-0 since the All-Star break. And New Orleans looks a lot better than I thought they would. They're tied for 10th right now in the West. Sacramento is three games back of New Orleans. The Kings got Sabonis at the deadline. But since the All-Star game and the All-Star break, they are 1-2 straight up. What do you think about Sacramento and the points at New Orleans?
I like the guys that I mentioned to get off, but I don't like them to win the game. Okay. And you just mentioned it. Green has the Pelicans playing, and it's just so funny. I always called Ingram baby KD because he can play, and he reminds me. That's what you strive to get. But McCollum has just, you know, he's the adult in the room. Yeah. And now I look at that Pelican team. They got the big guy, Valanciunas. They match. And I think they're going to beat Sacramento easy. A lot of points, but that's why I'm taking the other two to get their points. But I'm taking the Pelicans to win this one easy, Dibs.
-6.5. You're taking the Pelicans against Sacramento. And one more from you, Goo, before we turn our attention to some NBA futures, because I know you have a pick on the Phoenix game as Guru tries to go 4-for-4 in the association.
And when I go to sleep, I always think about what did I go? What is Dibs and E thinking how
I'll tell
did?
You, brother. I'll tell you tomorrow.
It's funny. We were just talking about COVID and the last month or so, every time you woke up, an athlete along with a regular American was being, they come down with COVID. We haven't seen that, but Devin Booker entered the protocol today. So he'll be unavailable. So I'm going under 223, Dibs. I think this is going to be a, Phoenix kind of slows it down. So their tempo, it ain't, the old Barbosa Suns with Eddie House and the rest of the gang, Steve Nash. So I'm taking the under in this game because I think it's going to be a tough game, and I like the under 232.
I love it. 232 or 223?
223, my bad.
Okay, yeah. No, it's okay. That's that number dyslexia that sometimes we all have. Yeah. So I just want to make sure we keep it absolutely real. Landlord 84 says, please, Guru, back up from the camera. I like it. No, I like you up close and personal. It's like Jimmy.
I kind of like it too, but then maybe my nose.
I like it, dude. They're asking me to turn my camera off. So
right. Look at that handsome devil, you. Yeah.
You're the one, Goo. You're the eye candy, and you're the beauty, and I'm the brain of the operation here on Liquidate. Yeah, Liquidate All Assets. Brought to you by Livermore Casino, the Tri-Valley's place to play. Game day specials Sunday, Monday, and Thursday. Get a hot dog for $2.50. Chili dog, just an extra buck. Domestic draft beers for $2.50. Imports and well cocktails, only $4. At Livermore Casino, First Street in downtown Livermore. I got four college picks for you, Guru. But first, let's talk about the NBA MVP odds, because have they changed, and have they changed in a hurry? The NBA MVP, Joel Embiid, now -110, your odds-on favorite to win the MVP.
I'll tell you this, health is wealth. This dude has got to this juncture. He's in the last stretch. If he can stay healthy, I just don't see how anybody could take it from him. So I would put some chicken down. I know it's not the plus, but it's not that big of a hole in regard to the minus. So I like Embiid to get it. Now he's got Harden. Everything's going to get easy. Dibs, how does he not win? Talk to me.
Well, I think maybe the fact that he has Harden takes away his ability to put up those eye-popping numbers. And, you know, the more I think about the MVP, Jokic is 3-1 plus. He's been there. He's done that. Giannis Antetokounmpo is plus 550, 11-2. But what about your boy who absolutely exploded the internet a couple of nights ago? Where is Ja? Your boy is 11-1. What do you think about the price on Ja Morant at 11-1 to win the MVP?
You know what? I don't like it, and I love Ja, and I use that today with JD. Where is Ja? Stole it from you.
Yeah.
That dunk over Pirtle was amazing. Woo! But, you know, I go to Ramona Shelbourne, and she was just one of the voters, and she says she votes because there has to be a narrative. And, you know, your guy is under the – he's Allen Iverson with hops, and I know AI had hops. I was trying to tell Steiny, and he didn't have hops, but to me he had hops. This is something different. And – I just don't think he's been consistent enough without the dunks leading SportsCenter to where we can say, here you are, young man. You are the MVP. I'll tell you what he is, Dibs. He's the most exciting, but I just think MVP right now, maybe in a year or two, I just don't think I can see him pulling the upset.
Yeah, you're saying he's the MEP, the most exciting player. His last four games, he had 44 before the break. He had 20 coming out. He had 46. He had 52. I think that if Memphis gets all the way to the 2 seed, and if they pass the Warriors –
half game behind the Warriors. Yeah.
I think they will pass the Warriors, by the way. And if they are knocking on Phoenix's door –
I like giving you a three.
Thank you. If they get close to Phoenix and he does what he's doing, if he has another 20 games like this, I think that he can reach up and he can snatch the MVP. So – as we talk about prices on Liquidate All Assets, 11-1 right now, that's a pretty good price on Ja Morant.
That's interesting. And I'm going to say this. I'm going to steal a line for the Super Bowl MVP.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When I found What verbiage am I looking for? I was so livid when I found out that they vote for the Super Bowl MVP with 2 minutes left in the game.
Right.
So I bring that up to say, do you think these 18 games or 19 left really actually are enough to change the narrative?
Well, I think they are this year because we talked about Steph Curry about a month and a half ago. And
man,
he's now 20-1, Goo. He is 20-1. to win the MVP. So we saw his odds go way down. Embiid has been solid. Giannis has been there. I think that when we look at this year and, you know, Embiid has been great and Giannis and, you know, you talk about Jokic, they've both been wonderful. They both won it. Embiid is the one that I think is going to be the one who's tough to beat because he hasn't yet gotten that MVP. But if you're looking for a price, I think Ja Morant at 11-1 is a nice price.
That's interesting, Dibs. And you got me thinking, man, if he just keeps going on what we'll call a bender, a good bender, and Phoenix, Memphis catches the Warriors. I mean, I look at that team, just a little playoff talk here. They ended the Warriors season last year. I talked about matching. They got some goons. They got some shooters. They got athleticism. They scare me in regard to the Warriors matching up with them. But now you got me thinking Ja might be playing for something in regard to individuality. This award could still be out there for him to get.
Yeah, I think it really comes down to me to Embiid or Ja. The voters aren't going to give it to Jokic again. Jokic got his. Giannis has two. And if you give Giannis three, well, now you're saying he's one of the best players we've ever seen in the history of the association. And, you know, Milwaukee right now, they're not even the one seed.
Wow. They're looking
at Miami, Chicago, and Philly. If Philly winds up as the number one in the East, Embiid is going to get it. And I get that. But if Memphis continues to climb, and I think if you look at the best price on the board, to me, it's Ja Morant at 11-1.
That's interesting, and I'll follow that, and we'll see how it plays out. But like I told JD today, I mean, you know, these last few weeks of the season in both the conferences, Dibs, you know, normally you know who's going to win it. The KD Warriors, wake me up when it's done. But this, it's up for grabs in both conferences. I can't wait.
Yeah, no doubt. It's Liquidate All Assets with Guru and Dibs here, brought to you by Livermore Casino, the Tri-Valley's place to play. Goo, if you look at the calendar right now, you see that it's March, and you know I'm excited.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'll give you my my four picks for tonight,
okay. And
then talk about the NCAA futures. And it's a little bit early, but we could talk about who the teams are looking to win the whole thing. Do you have your pen ready?
I am ready. I'm ready. Let's go.
We got tournament action, and we're going to start with Wagner. Wagner is a team Wagner's not great, but they're going up against a team that has struggled for the majority of its season, St. Francis of Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Wagner, and we're going to lay the 11. That game tips off here in about 25 minutes. St. Francis of PA is on the road in the Northeast Conference Tournament. They play at home sites for the first round. So Wagner, 19-5 at home. They're giving 11. We're going to lay the 11 against St. Francis of PA.
Wow, that's big. 11, I'm a little nervous, but they're at home, Dibs, but we'll see how it goes. And if old Cinderella shows up, you know, obviously we'd be on the wrong end of that. But I see what you're thinking with the 11.
Yeah, it's a home game here in the first round of the Northeast Tournament. So in those cases, we like to give the home team a couple of points as a boost. It's also a home team situation in the OVC, the Ohio Valley Conference first round action. Austin Peay is at home against Tennessee Tech. Tennessee Tech is actually favored on the road. They're giving 2. We like Austin Peay at home. And if you want to be a bold player, you'll take the money line. Austin Peay on the money line at home against Tennessee Tech.
I love that, and a familiar fun fact about the Goo, OVC, my brother Rodney, number 90 at Murray State. I'm like, where is that? The Racers, you know, years ago, watching him play football, and then we finally find out that's where Ja Morant came from, and now the OVC is, you know, it's household division, dude, so I love it.
Yeah, and Murray State, by the way, everyone wants to talk about how Murray State is their sleeper for the NCAA tournament. They're no sleeper. Murray State is real, and as we get into the NCAA tournament bracket, we'll do our bracket special in a couple of weeks. Murray State is a real threat to win the whole thing, and I'm not joking around.
All right.
Depending on how they break down, they're going to be a top 4 seed in whatever region they are in, and Murray State, they're a real team. They've got 4 players, 2 for sure who are NBA guys, but they've got 4 players who are legit. They've got a coach who's been there and done that. Murray State is a real threat to be a Final Four team. So we'll go ahead and put that right there. We're going to go ahead and put a bookmark in that one. Pick number 3, Goo.
Let's go.
Central Connecticut against Bryant. And again, this is one of those odd sort of way deep tournament picks. Central Connecticut has already won one game in their conference tournament, in the North Conference tournament. They're going on the road at Bryant in Rhode Island, and they're getting 16.5. Central Connecticut is going to lose this game, but they're going to lose by less than 16.5. We're taking Central Connecticut and 16.5 at Bryant.
I like it, Dibs. That has to be kicking off here shortly, huh?
Yeah, that game also tips off, I believe, at 4 o'clock, so top of the hour for your Central Connecticut and Bryant. The final one, SIU Edwardsville, which is Southern Illinois University at Edwardsville. They're taking on Tennessee State, and this one should be a barn burner, but we like SIU Edwardsville in the points. Tennessee State is giving 4 in the Ohio Valley Conference Championship. This game tips off at 4:30. SIU Edwardsville is a better team than the odds makers think, and they're getting 4 points. We're taking SIU Edwardsville and hoping for a one possession loss.
I love this, Dibs. I can't wait to go to bed tonight to see how we do, baby.
Yeah, I love it. We have 4 up on the big board. Those are our picks. And now we turn our attention to the big boys in the NCAA goo, because we are sitting here and the tournament starts in 15 days. It'll be 2 weeks from tomorrow. I know you've been watching college basketball, but who do you like? Who do you think is going to be the one standing for the one shining moment?
This is amazing. And when you gamble, you watch and look at things, and you look at teams, and you look at the depth, and you look at the size of these kids, and you say, okay, I'm going to take you off of today's game, which is not the tournament, but visualize you in the tournament. And I got 2 teams that have stood out for me. One is the Houston Cougars. They are ferocious. They remind me a little bit of last year's champ, Baylor, and my second is Michigan State, the Spartans. They got some length, Dibs, and they got some athletic bigs and a point guards that know what they're doing. And the fact that they play the Purdue's in that fierce division, I think that preps a lot of these teams to get ready for the tournament. But I'm so excited about those two, the Cougars and Michigan State.
I love it. Houston, by the way, 30-1. Michigan State is 80-1.
Yeah. So wow.
If you're interested in, you know, making futures plays, and honestly, that's where the chicken lies. You know, Goop, we all want to do our brackets. We all want to make our picks. And
Gonzaga. You know,
I'm going to Vegas. Gonzaga's the favorite, by the way. Gonzaga right now is sitting at 4-1. Arizona 6-1. Kentucky's 8-1.
Yeah.
The favorite, quote unquote, that I like, there's 2 of them. One is Duke. Duke is 12-1, and you're dealing with the last run for Coach Krzyzewski, Coach K, and Duke with a Paolo Banchero and others. Duke has got the frontline talent. They've got motivation. Let's do it one last time for Coach K.
What's that number?
They're 12-1. So
they
are the 5th favorite. You mentioned Baylor at 14-1. I watched them last night handle business in the conference, and Baylor is real. Okay. Baylor will defend. Baylor will lock you down.
I saw him lock Texas up a couple of days ago.
Yeah, that was last night. Okay. Yeah. That game got tight late, and what happened? Baylor squeezed the lemon, and they squeezed the life out of Texas. So Baylor and Duke, 2 of the favorites, quote-unquote, that I like. I already mentioned Murray State as a team off the board. And, you know, I'm looking at their odds, and I'm not seeing them here. E-Dog sent his odds that are posted, and I don't see Murray State up here on the big board. So that would be a team that I would look at as far as one that could possibly do it. And another team that we saw last year make a big run, Coach Musselman and Arkansas.
Yeah,
they are 41. Yeah, so Arkansas, another team to keep an eye on. And, of course, as we get closer to the tournament, we will give you our bracket selections, and we'll do a full-on bracket buster special here on Liquidate All Assets.
Dibs, you're on fire. Hashtag random. When I leave here and get in my car, you no wonder what comes to your mind. But you got me really thinking about the Coach K story. And 12-1, I love it. I mean, man, you got me really thinking about the Blue Devils.
Yeah. And just one more before we turn our attention elsewhere. And this is a nod to the website called KenPom.com. KenPom.com. His name is Ken Pomeroy, and he is the single number one expert on college basketball when it comes to power rankings and the data that goes into college basketball. And Goo, according to KenPom.com, and I've seen this, I believe, every year except one.
Okay.
Over the past 20 years, the national champion has been a team in the top 20 in offensive efficiency and defensive efficiency.
That is wow. That I don't know why I'm saying wow, but that explains it. It makes sense. But, man, that's good intel.
Yeah, and let me tell you the teams that right now are top 20.
Okay, let me see if my two are in there. Okay.
And you have to be in both. Like, for example, Purdue, they're number one in the country in offensive efficiency. They're number 102 in defensive efficiency. Okay.
Gotcha.
Purdue is not the sauce.
All right.
And you talked about the Big Ten. I'm not a believer in the Big Ten.
Wow.
I'm out on Michigan State. I'm out on Purdue. And I'm out on Wisconsin. Here are the teams that are top 20 in both offensive efficiency and defensive
efficiency.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Gonzaga, Arizona, Baylor, Houston.
There you go.
UCLA, Auburn. End of list.
That is amazing, man. And those are some – UCLA can play. Those are some damn good teams on that list. I'm excited.
No doubt. And, you know, Illinois is 16th in offense, 34th in defense, so they're close. You know, Villanova is 7th in offense, 39th in defense. Duke, by the way, is 5th in offense and 21st in defense. So they're barely out. But for those of you doing brackets – go to KenPom.com, do your homework, look at the numbers, and yeah, I see you about Tennessee, and man, let me see where Tennessee is on all these Tennessee.
And while you do that, I got a quick question, Dibs. I should know this. I'll never forget the Jason Kidd, Lamon Murray, and the Cal run and them beating Duke.
Yeah.
Does Stanford and Cal got any chance outside of their own division tournament to get in? That's pretty good. I'm going to give you a 4.
I mean, dead air doesn't work on the radio, but it works in the podcast. I don't think either one of them has much of a chance. And let me actually check the –
Well, they got their division tournament though, right?
Yeah. And okay. You know who has a better chance than both of them?
Arizona State. Well, they're
USF. USF.
Wow, dude. The Dons.
Yeah, the Dons are 23-8, and the Dons are
– Oh, wow.
The Dons are 51st in offense, 20th in defense. They're number 23 overall. They're higher ranked.
Oh, my goodness.
They're higher ranked than Stanford and Cal. So, I mean, you might have more Bay Area teams, St. Mary's and USF, from the WCC than you will from the Pac-12.
That's a wow. No Sac State, huh? Because I love when teams like that, because they're allowed to get in. And when they get in, I like, that's just a hell of a Cinderella story, man.
Yeah, yeah. Let me see where Sac State is as far as the overall ranking.
The fact, if I were a coach at Sac State, we could make the tournament.
Oh, you can. You can. They're ranked number 325 overall out of a 358. So,
yeah, not this year.
Well, Sac State's going to have to run the table.
Yeah.
In order to make that happen. So
that's funny.
There you go. There you go. Goo, let me give you a little golf.
We were talking about it, E and I. Like, what did Dibs have for golf?
I love it. The Arnold Palmer Invitational gets underway tomorrow. My favorite pick is Rory McIlroy, 12-1. He's played well. He's played well on this course. And he's my chalk pick at 12-1.
Love it. I love it. And this kicks off tomorrow?
Yes, it kicks off tomorrow. And Americans have failed to win this tournament at an alarming rate. So we're leaning heavy Euro. And my second pick actually is a South African. Mark Leishman at 33-1. This course demands driving distance and driving accuracy. McIlroy, Leishman, both very good at that.
Man, I cannot wait. And what has this young man done for you to catch his eye?
Leishman is great. He's a good long driver. He's also good with the long irons. This course demands that you're able to be accurate from 200 yards out when you're trying to get home in two on the long par fours. So we're going to go with Mark Leishman as our second choice. Our third choice is a Canadian, a Canuck, Corey Connors at 66-1. And of course, as always, bet all these guys in your top 10.
Wow,
and also bet them in your daily fantasy.
I love it, Dibs. I mean, the top 10, you got action.
Yeah, we got action. And man, it's good to be back, Goo. It's good to see you again.
I can't wait. And hopefully the Warriors get their thing together tomorrow.
Yeah. If not, we will crush them on Friday.
There you go.
I'll
love, brother.
Always.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.